What is your purpose and how do you find it? That is the question that I've been trying to figure out myself. And I started this podcast so that anyone else who may be on the same journey as I can follow along. And hopefully, I can help you while helping myself. My name's Kate, and this is Everyday Mindset. I want to start out by saying if you listened to episode one and you didn't quite understand or thought that the last part of the episode was strange, that I felt just as strange doing that. I was trying to recreate my experience with guided imagery. And if that didn't quite help, I feel like I probably rushed through it a little bit too quickly. So if you didn't quite feel what the purpose of that was, I suggest going on to YouTube and in the search bar typing in guided imagery. And I can guarantee you'll find at least one video that will help you the way that I was trying, that I was aiming for. And I'll expand on that by saying that when I was introduced to guided imagery myself early last year, I thought it sounded silly. I thought it sounded like someone was suggesting that I turn into a Buddhist monk or something. And also, having a young child, I thought it sounded impossible. But I'm here to say that if you have 10 minutes in a day, to yourself, even if you just, hide away in the bathroom or the pantry and just, pop in some earbuds and have 10 minutes to sit with yourself, you can absolutely do this and feel at least some of the benefits. And I really think the benefits of guided imagery are not talked about enough. It is sort of like a meditation. And really, once the guided imagery, session or whatever you would call it is over, you're kind of left there. You should be, if you have an open mind and you're taking it seriously, you will be in a place where your head is literally clear in a way that you didn't realize was possible. And I think it's there that we find answers that we didn't even know we were looking for. Or the answers that we knew we were looking for, and there's just so much going on in our lives that we can never seem to find the time to really sit down and think on a deeper level about what it is that we want, what it is that makes us happy, what it is about our lives that's not making us happy. I think that finding the right headspace, finding the right mindset is really the key. And guided imagery is a invaluable tool in getting in that right mindset. With that being said, back to the question that we started out with, what is my purpose and how do I find the answer? It's a pretty big question, and the more that I've reflected on it, the more I've been trying to find my answer. I'm starting to realize that I don't really think that there is one answer to that question, and if there is one answer to that question, there's a whole lot more questions to ask before I could find it. And so I'm kind of in this gray area where I'm trying to figure out what do I need to be asking myself now to this time next year be able to answer the question, what is my purpose, confidently. When I first sat down with this idea that I was going to pick a word for 2020 and use it to drive everything that I do for the year, and I chose purpose, I don't think I quite understood what I was embarking on, and I am starting to feel a little bit overwhelmed, if I'm being honest, because I feel like this is probably going to take all year just to wrap my head around. And I started to feel overwhelmed. I almost wanted to just throw the idea away and pick a new word, but I really feel like at the core of everything we do is purpose. And how can we lead a life that is fulfilling and brings us joy and happiness and peace if we don't know why we're doing what we're doing, what our purpose really is? I've noticed a lot of the things in my life, I feel like I'm just spinning my wheels, and at the end of the day, I don't know what it is that I'm trying to drive to. I'm spinning my wheels, and if they ever catch, I really don't even know where I'm going. Some days it feels like into a beautiful sunset, and other days it feels like it's probably a brick wall. So I really feel like I need to stick with this and make this my journey. Right now, my purpose is to find my purpose. And that's going to mean a little bit of work. And that means asking, what is my purpose for today? What is my purpose this week? What is my purpose this month? And breaking it down into so many categories that because your purpose is going to be different depending on the situation. When I woke up today, I had no idea what I was doing with my day, and that usually results in not getting anything done or just a little bit here, a little bit there, and never anything that really accomplishes anything. So for me, that's kind of led me back to my purpose. This week, I'm breaking it down into smaller steps, and my purpose this week is to find different ways to accomplish things that I'm trying to accomplish. I'm in the middle of moving right now, so it seems like I pack a little bit here, I do a little bit there, but nothing ever really gets done. So I need to find a way to drive my day under the purpose that I am going to get stuff done. I think the more that I work on stuff like that, that anyone works on things like that, eventually you'll be able to come around to the idea of asking, what is my purpose as a human being? What is my purpose on this earth? What is the purpose of my life? What do I want my legacy to be? What do I want to leave to the world, to the people that I love? What do I want to be remembered for? So you can see how I've come to the conclusion that what is my purpose is not just a one answer question or a one question question. It's kind of complicated and it feels like it might get messy and it'll probably be really easy to get derailed, which is why I'm going to be using guided imagery and meditation to make sure that I stay on this track and continue to barrel towards what I really want to know, which is how can I live a life that brings joy, happiness, peace of mind, acceptance, just all of the things that I'm always constantly searching for and can't ever really seem to figure out or find. I hope you found this episode helpful and insightful, and it opened your mind maybe to some new ideas. And I really hope that everyone will check out guided imagery and come back. Let me know how it went, if it helped, how it helped. I really look forward to hearing some success stories and sharing this journey together. And with that, we'll wrap up episode two. I haven't quite decided on the topic for episode three. We're just kind of winging it for now, but I hope you'll come back and listen in. Talk to you guys later.